Hello, this is Dustin Brown, and I am doing today's interview with Anthony Seong, the owner and proprietor of Superb Vapors. Thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to do this interview with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, to get a little bit of background with this, like, you know, what is your background in business and your education and work experience, and like how, like, did you become a business owner?
So pretty much, long story short, with my father and my parents, they've owned multiple businesses, apartments and everything. So I was always helping my dad out with his apartments, doing, you know, yard work, landscaping, whatnot. And then going to work with him as he opened up a market. And when he opened up a market, he was pretty much teaching me how to stock up the coolers and everything. So I got a lot of pretty much everything that I've learned is pretty much from my parents in general. They taught me quite a bit. And yeah, so I always came to work, helped them out constantly.
Okay, so like your parents are like serial entrepreneurs. They just own multiple businesses, and you just kind of gleaned from that over the years, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So this is a vape shop. So what gave you the idea and the concept for this business?
So it was retail. It was also a business that I saw that was pretty much blowing up in the industry. And it was something that I got into before I started vaping. I started smoking cigarettes at a really young age. And as I got into vaping, for me personally, I would say it made me feel a lot better in general. It was a lot cheaper compared to smoking cigarettes. My health, I felt a lot better. My sense of smell got stronger. Taste buds increased, everything. So it was as if I completely quit smoking. So once I got into this business, I seen that it was an opportunity, that it, just seeing that the market for all this was growing, that it would be good to start something up like this and, you know, help other people that wanted a safer alternative compared to smoking cigarettes.
Okay. So just getting back into the business concept, like, is this the first venture that you've done, like, you know, solo? Like, you understand you worked with your parents, mm-hmm. but as for you being a business owner, is this your first venture?
This is my first venture.
Okay. So, you know, this is a regulated industry, you know, them changing the legal age, you know, just recently, a month ago, from 18 to 21, you know, you have different social, economic environments, like legal, political environments, like there's all these other things that, you know, kind of impact this business. It's not like, you know, something simple, you know, selling clothes, you know, not much politics involved in this. Like, so where do you see the politics pushing this kind of business?
So the way that I see it is getting more and more regulated as the years go by. And one of the next main things that we have to worry about is the PMTAs. PMTA stands for pre-market tobacco application. Now what that is every single juice, every single size, different bottles, nicotine levels will all have to be individually FDA approved. It could be the same milligram, and then if it was in a 60 mil, it has to get tested. If it was the same also in a 30 mil, that would separately have to be tested also. But with the way that everything is getting pushed, it seems more as if that no matter what, even if they want to get FDA approved, they label two of the main ingredients in vapes to get pretty much a dangerous substance, which is PG, propylene glycol, and vegetable glycerin. So at that point, anybody that does submit their applications for their juice lines can get denied instantly. So as of right now, the market is definitely getting regulated.
Okay. So here we're in a small town, you know, we're in a military town, but it's small. Like the population isn't that big. So how do you market your business, and how do you make people aware of your business?
So when we first started, I mean, it was all communications, talking to people everywhere we go. So we weren't scared to talk to people, introduce them to what kind of products we have and what we did for, you know, living over here. And it was a small town, word of mouth kind of went around really quick. Everybody here was telling everybody about it. So, I mean, we're pretty known in town, this small town already as is, but word of mouth and marketing was one of our greatest things that we could have done, just talking to people personally and going around places all the time.
So like technology, has it made an impact with your business, like between social media, your point of sale services, stuff like that? Like, you know, as technology grows, it can help businesses. And so how has it helped your business?
Well, technology, it's helped our business, especially, I'd say, just for the reason how mods are made. But it was our POS system, I mean, it was easy to keep track of what we had, prices and everything. Social media, we weren't actually too big on social media, especially with the same fact that after, you know, a couple of regulations, there were certain things that you weren't allowed to actually advertise anymore. Facebook wouldn't let you boost any advertisements, or Instagram wouldn't let you boost any advertisements. And then you had to add all these warning labels also on every picture that you had for social media. And just for one of those reasons, one of the reasons why we actually weren't too big on social media advertisements in general. There'll be times where we just post pictures of the shop just so people can see how it is in here, how it's a relaxed environment. But that's pretty much it for that.
So talking about the environment, you know, you have couches, you have a pool table, you have this like lounge feel. What drove you to have that environment?
So we've also scoped out a couple shops before. We've seen how pretty much when you go into a vape shop, I mean, in a small town, you want a place that can feel relaxed and, you know, something more relaxing, and you want to base it off the vibe. So we want people to feel comfortable when they come in here.
Okay. So how would you describe your average customer?
Our average customer, majority of them, they will always spark up a conversation. We'll spark up a conversation with them. So everybody's real friendly over here. Majority of times they don't know what they want, so we kind of guide them through some of the flavors and make a whole bunch of recommendations. But average, I would say the average age base that we even have here is, I'll say, right around 24 to about 36 years old for our customer base here.
Okay. So we're talking about a small town here, so there are a few competitors. Do you know the other owners of, you know, your competitors?
I know of them, but don't know them personally. I only know one other shop here. Okay. Where I know the person personally just from actually interacting with them from business.
So have you ever like polled, you know, or talked to your customers and find out why they choose your business over other businesses?
We would ask them that, and we have a lot of loyal customers where they don't want to shop anywhere else and they want to stick to keeping their business with us. But I mean, we don't actually, we would like them to actually shop here, of course, but we don't push them away from other shops. But at the least, they like the products that we have. I mean, we have a good stock of everything. We have the highest stock of different mods and devices in general. And we are the only shop here that carries all the premium instead of actually shops that just make juice in-house.
Okay. So how long have you actually been in business open in this location?
Since November of 2013.
So during this time, like how many employees do you have? How much have you grown your business at this point?
As of now, currently only 2 employees. We've definitely grown our business quite a bit, but a lot of our employees, some of them didn't work out or they had different opportunities that they could jump to.
Okay. So we're talking about like you have grown, you know, in this location. What can you attribute to your success for growing here?
Pretty much just having a lot of new stock, new inventory, and getting rid of things that are older and not selling as well, and just keeping a fresh new stock of something new for customers to experience.
Talking about this location, why did you choose to be right here?
What?
Like, you know, the town, you could have been on the main street, you could have been closer to the highway, geographically, why did you choose this location?
Geographically, well, my father, he owns his complex. He owns the food mart right next door. So as soon as this used to be an actual vacuum shop, and this guy, he moved out to Minnesota. So at the least, we've seen that there would be a lot of traffic just from people already going to the food mart all day. And we are just located right next door. So it's just too easy just to go through my father with all this.
Okay. So do you have like any kind of professional services that helps you along the way? Do you have like an attorney to help you out with legal matters or an accountant to handle the taxes? Or is this one of those like you just kind of educate yourself as you go and handling it yourself?
So my father, he's the main person that will give me the most advice on what to do. And I've learned a lot more over the years as the years go by. The more and longer I'm in the business, the more I learn about everything. And we do have an account that does handle everything else. But business-wise, it's mainly from my father in general.
So what exactly is your responsibilities within the business, you know, beyond, you know, okay, yeah, you're the owner, but like, you know, your day in, your day out, what is it that you have to handle for a business like this with it being so heavy retail based?
Well, being in retail, there's a margin. So we have to make sure that we can get everything in stock. So I'll handle orders, making sure we have a fresh stock of new products, making sure we have what we need for the customers. Also, mainly customer service. Customer service, we're real big with customer service here. We want to make sure everybody gets greeted. Everybody feels like they're at home as soon as they come in. We want to make people feel comfortable. Keeping the shop clean.
So this kind of business, you know, what do you see the future with it going, you know, with the regulations that are in place that, you know, that are growing and everything? Do you see, you know, a future in this kind of business? Like, you know, yeah, retail, there's always going to be a future. But for vaping, you know, what future do you see on the horizon?
On the horizon, before, when we first started this business, we seen a future. But as the time has gone by, there's been a lot more regulations. And with the PMTAs again coming in May of 2020, this year, there seems like there might not be too much more of a future for the vape industry.
So in closing, if you had to give one piece of advice to someone just starting out in any kind of business, you know, being their own entrepreneur, what would be that kind of advice that you would, you know, try to push them ahead?
If it's something you believe in and you truly have a lot of knowledge that you can spread out to others to teach them and show them what you can do, that is something that I would consider you pursuing. If you can see that there's a good market for it, the demographics are around, if that suits your area of your business, then I would say just go ahead and pursue it if it's something that you enjoy doing.
Okay, so thank you for your time, Anthony, and that concludes my interview.